So this last year has been unexpected, to say the least. For me personally, I was working at a Presbyterian camp and conference center in Occidental called Westminster Woods. And as nonprofits go, I was, you know, furloughed. Super fun. It was kind of nice for a little bit, I'm not going to lie. The furloughing, there was furloughed. We got the PPP loan. We were able to come back to work. We, all of a sudden, I'm now having to say no to family weddings. I'm having to say, to learn about this social distance thing. Is it 3 feet? Is it 6 feet? Is it 12? Nobody really knows. It was confusing. I also got a new job in the midst of this last year. So on top of this social distancing COVID new land, I'm having to navigate new people, new responsibilities, a new place entirely when everyone else is working from home and engaging in all of the Zoom meetings. I'm now working at a residential facility in person with students, and it was a bit confusing, to say the least. It was overwhelming. The isolation that I was feeling and yet working with a group of people at the same time didn't seem to match up. And on top of that, I recently lost my grandmother, and having to deal with that loss and not being able to be with family in the midst of that grieving has just been hard. And yet, I'm standing here for the first time, as I said, in over a year and a half with masked people, one that says, I'm vaccinated, you know, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, it's a new world. And somehow we, as community, have been innovative in the most unexpected ways. I'm on Zoom right now, as well as being with you today in person. We have come as humans, we have been creative and found beautiful ways to make connection together. I think that's been the hardest part for me over this last year. The way that I connect with God is through fellowship, being with others. I love seeing how God is uniquely within each individual person. And the isolation of this last year, it's been heavy. And yet, we have been innovative in the most unexpected ways. I did my ordination sermon via Zoom. Okay, great. Unexpected. And this unexpected nature is what's happening in these stories with Jesus today. We've heard two stories. We heard the story of the little children coming to Jesus and the rich young man coming to Jesus as well. So let's dive into that a little bit. Now, children during this time, with Jesus, during Jesus' time, did not have a lot of worth. Their worth was directly associated with the adult that would claim them. They were completely reliant for survival upon whatever was given to them for food, water, shelter. It doesn't seem too different from today. We have children on our streets that are reliant upon the gifts that are given to them, and whether it's through our county, through our churches. We have children at the border who are struggling and trying to figure out and find a way to exist. They're being dropped off and hoping and praying for their survival, that an adult would see them as valuable and worthy enough to give a meal. We have a lot going on in our world with our children. I work in at a school where these children, because their adults in their lives saw them valued enough, applied to a school so that they could get the things that they need and receive that, whether they're appreciative of that at the moment. They're high school boys. So we, I digress. But during this time, if these children were not associated with an adult that had money or an adult that had anything, they were seen as worthless. So the disciples' response to these children running up to Jesus was not abnormal. It was pretty typical, to be honest. And yet the unexpected response was Jesus's. Jesus says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. These are my kids. Bring them to me. These are the ones that are open and willing to receive my kingdom." So Jesus is giving worth and value to the weak and the unimportant. Huge, unexpected twist. The people watching are probably going, "Who is this guy? Does he know what he's touching?" And he goes, "I know exactly who I am touching. And not only that, I will bless them." So giving worth to the weak and the vulnerable. And then we have this rich man. Now, again, not too far off from what we experience today, to be rich during this time was to be blessed by God. If you have money, you were seen to have everything you need. There was something missing. No, not at all. Why on earth would you be missing something? You have all the money you need. You're blessed. And so this young man's action in itself is unexpected, to admit, "I need eternal life. Jesus, tell me how." That in itself was an unexpected behavior, and the people observing were probably going, "I'm sorry, what? You have everything you need. You have the insurance you need. You have, you know, the car that you need. You have the best, you know, artisanal candles that have ever been seen." But he knew something was missing. And what Jesus does here is really interesting. So he lists those commandments, right? These commandments, there's 10, if you were unaware. And these 10 commandments, part of the commandments are actually about our relationship to one another. And then the other part of the commandments are about our relationship with God. And what's really interesting is the ones that Jesus mentions that the young man is able to say, "Oh, I got those. I've been following those since I was a little boy," are the ones when it's us being relating to one another. But the ones that Jesus doesn't mention are the ones where it's the young man's responsibility to relate to God and the dependency that this young man has on God. He doesn't mention the Sabbath in this list of commandments. And the Sabbath during this time was all about depending and relying on God, not working so that we can remember that God is in control. And yet this young man was not relying on God, possibly because he was rich and he had everything that he needed. And so when Jesus says, "All right, here's the plan. Go sell everything you have, and then we'll hang out," the young man is just distraught because he has come in his life to rely on his money for survival instead of relying on God. We have these two stories that have been hinged together of two opposites. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not rich because I'm in ministry. And so this is, you know, but so money isn't necessarily what gets in the way of my relationship with God. I don't know what it is for you. I'm not asking. Please, you know, you don't have to raise your hand and tell me. But there's something for each of us that gets in the way of us relying on God. And as we dive into this, we see that these children, there was nothing in the way of relying on God. And we have these children and this young man, and they're informing us, they're telling us a little bit more about the kingdom. This unexpected flip socially, where the people around are going, okay, I'm sorry, what? You're telling me that these kiddos who have nothing and have no worth or value to our society are the ones that receive the kingdom, and this man who has the clout, the money, the nice car, he doesn't get to be in the kingdom? Or it's going to be harder for him? Oof. That was probably difficult for people to wrap their heads around. The question that I have for you all today is, how do you receive? Are you okay with receiving something and not deserving it and not having done anything to receive it? Are you okay with the fact that God offers the kingdom openly to each one of us, whether we deserve it or not? I know when I get an unexpected gift, I get nervous. My mentor has offered me an opportunity to do some spiritual direction as I'm diving into this new land of figuring out how to get a job. And I did, and she said, no, I'm giving it to you. And I was like, I don't know if that's okay. And she's like, I'm saying it's okay. And I had the hardest time receiving this beautiful gift, because I didn't feel like I deserved it. Why would she give me something so beautiful? And she said, because I love you. The next question I have is, what gets in the way? What is that one thing, maybe multiple things? We don't have to disclose that right now. What is the one thing that gets in the way of you relying on God? For me personally, I am a big fan of control. I love it. I'm a planner. I like to have things organized. I love having calendars. Oh, they're so pretty. You can color code them. It's delightful. And yet that planning nature within me is not necessarily reciprocated by my boyfriend. It's not high on his priority list. And so when we plan to go on trips or see family or friends, it's a different energy when it comes to getting ready to leave. And he's teaching me to slow down a little bit. I'm learning that it's stretching me to be able to let go of this idea that everything needs to be organized. And it's allowing me to see our trips and our adventures together in a different way. It's opening my eyes to seeing a vacation as a vacation and not something to organize. It's kind of unexpected, if you will. And I truly believe that as we let go of those things that get in our way of relying on God, we start to be more open to receiving the kingdom. And seeing, maybe being open to seeing possibly where the kingdom might be showing itself to us in a whole new way. Now, with a pandemic, I'm sure you've all experienced that you can't control a pandemic. So again, another fun layer of difficulty over the last year for me. And I was furloughed, as I had mentioned earlier. I wasn't able to go to work because we couldn't afford it. And I was at home. And normally when I am at home, I get home, I walk the dog. Her name is Emma. She's very cute. I walk Emma. We walk for maybe 20 minutes and I come home because I have things to do and get ready for the next day, or Netflix to watch, or it's fine. And so I'm at home and I'm walking, but now that I'm furloughed, I have all the time in the world. And so our walks got slower. They got longer. And I got to look and see things in a very new way. I started to see the flowers in my neighborhood, actually. I was walking and did you know that like neon pink is a natural color? Like, it's beautiful. So I started taking photos of my flower findings, and I was posting them on Facebook and Instagram, and I had a hashtag called Found Walking. And I would just, every day, I'd find new flowers. And I had no idea that I was surrounded by all of this amazing beauty. But because of this weird, unexpected blessing of furlough, I was able to actually see these flowers for the first time. I have discovered my favorite is a poppy. Like the fan, not the I like the California poppy. Don't be upset. It's fine. But the really like delicate, almost looks like silk poppies. They're so beautiful. I had no idea. I didn't know they were a poppy. But I learned that. And as I was posting these things on Facebook, I got a message from a friend. And she goes, "Oh my gosh, I am loving your Found Walking series right now." And I was like, "Oh, I have a series." I had no idea. And she was just, they're bringing me so much joy. And so in the midst of this really sad time, I got to find these beautiful poppies. I was opened up to them in a way that I was not anticipating. I shared them with my community, even though separate, and they were bringing joy to others. Well, that's what we're seeing here in our passage today. Jesus is flipping everything on its head that children have worth and receive the kingdom with open arms, and these rich men don't necessarily depend on me. We can see that as we open up to depend on God, the kingdom reveals itself in the most unexpected ways. How has God shown you the kingdom this year? What are those surprising, unexpected ways that God has revealed goodness, joy, delight, something that just made you smile? The good news is that we, as the community of God, get to see the kingdom in the ordinary. We get to see the unexpected in the ordinary things in our world, and we can share them with our community. I pray that as we continue to navigate this strange year, that you would continue to keep your eyes open for those little ways that God is revealing the kingdom in the most beautiful and unexpected ways. Amen.